He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the December 21st, three shopping days until Christmas. Live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am in Orlando, Florida, in the southeast corner of the U.S. Steven's in the southwest corner of the U.S. in Carlsbad. Little cool here today in Orlando, Steven, but it's been really nice, you know, in the 80s. And I'm sure our Minnesota folks aren't feeling that. How's the weather in Carlsbad today?
We got a high of 64 and it's sunny.
64 and sunny. Okay, yep. Well, that sounds pretty good. No snow yet in San Diego. Listen to this market. Can you believe this? The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 85 points today, 24,809. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is up about 6 points today, 2,685. The NASDAQ, which keeps chasing that elusive 7,000 level, is at 69.69 today. It's up 8 points. Still seeing that rotation take place. And I want you to talk about it after we give the market report here about if you saw it yesterday, Stephen, because I was standing in line for the Jungle Cruise most of the day yesterday. The Russell 2000 is up 3.5 points, 1543. We've got crude oil up down 39 cents, 57.70. Gold down 40 cents, 12.69. Let's look at that all-important bond market. Oh, my gosh, 2.50 this morning. I should have got my refinance done before I left on vacation. I think we've seen about a 15 basis point rise in interest rates since I left about a week ago. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here in Orlando, leaving today, headed back to Charleston, South Carolina. Steven's in Carlsbad. I'll be back in Carlsbad on Monday. We're flying out to Christmas Day. We've got the markets doing well. We had pretty much the news, which is say the tax bill news is now news. It's no longer a rumor. We had the House pass it yesterday. It's now on Trump's desk. And the House passed it by a 224 to 201 vote. That's all it needs is a signature by President Trump, and it will become law. President Trump calls the legislation, above all else, a jobs bill, and I want to get into that a little bit. He also says that the corporate tax reduction is probably the biggest factor in the GOP tax plan. Trump will hold the press conference today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time when the White House should provide some detail on when the bill will be signed into law. Now, Stephen, I didn't go through my database yesterday for the first time in a long, long time. Did you observe that continued rotation out of tech into the financials and into the commodity stocks yesterday?
Yeah, although everything was kind of having a not-so-great day. Everything was down almost, but we had a few stocks that were up, and yeah, they were the financials and a few
commodity.
Commodities.
Exactly. Well, look, here's what you're not going to hear in the news. Wait till you hear this. This is unbelievable. AT&T, here's what they're going to do with their tax cut. Okay?
I heard about this.
They are going to spend $1 billion. In additional capital spending. Okay, so look, this is routers, this is equipment, this is capital expenditures. This is the Ciscos of the world, the people that make capital equipment. Now listen to this. Every employee if Trump signs it before Christmas, they'll get their $1,000 check in the mail. Don't you think that those employees are going to go out and spend that money in the economy? They're going to go to Olive Garden. They're going to go to Finish Line to buy new shoes. You know, I mean, they're going to go to Disneyland and stand in line for the Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, they said they're going to give to like 200,000 employees. Is that right?
200,000 domestic employees will get a $1,000 check in the mail that's directly linked to the tax cut. And, of course, AT&T will increase their capital spending by $1 billion in 2018. Now, they're not the only ones. Comcast, which owns CNBC. You know, I hear Jim Cramer whining, and I see Leisman right now whining about the tax cut and how it only helps the rich. Well, Comcast, which owns CNBC, is announcing a special $1,000 bonus to more than 100,000 frontline and non-executive employees, citing the passage of tax reform and the FCC's action on broadband. Okay, that was your net neutrality law that got thrown out the window. Comcast also pledges to spend at least $50 billion over the next 5 years to radically improve and extend our broadband plant and capacity and our television, film, and theme park offerings. And it says it expects to add thousands of new direct and indirect jobs as a result. Well, okay, Comcast is a very far-left type of company, obviously, NBC, CNBC, etc. And they are going to add thousands of new direct and indirect jobs as a result of the tax cut. This is in addition to what AT&T said. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. How about Wells Fargo? Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan, we believe tax reform is good for our U.S. economy, and we are pleased to take these immediate steps, says Wells Fargo. The bank, listen to this. Here's how you raise minimum wage. The bank raises its minimum wage to $15 per hour versus the $13.50 it boosted it to back in January. So you go to work for Wells Fargo, you're going to make $15 minimum. That's $1.50 higher than this same time last year. Why? Because of the tax cut bill that was passed. Now, wait a minute. We're not done yet. Wells is also planning a 40% increase in donations. Here's the one I like. More loans to small businesses and mortgages to low to moderate income borrowers. Okay, so far we've got AT&T weighing in. We've got Comcast weighing in. We've got Wells Fargo weighing in. But wait a minute. I'm not done yet. How about Boeing? You hear this, Seattle? You hear this, Charleston? Boeing praises the tax bill passed by Congress and commits to an additional $300 million in investments that will move forward as a result of the new law. The bill, here's what the CEO, Dennis Muilenburg of Boeing, says about the tax cut, the tax reform bill. The bill will help unleash economic energy in the U.S. I felt it in the Jungle Cruise line and the Dole Whip line. Stephen, why is it that that Dole Whip line is the longest line in Disneyland?
People love that thing.
Can you get it anywhere else but Disneyland?
I don't think so. I think it's the only place.
Well, listen, the Dole Whip in Orlando, they have a model that has pineapple upside down cake underneath a mountain of Dole Whip.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy, was that good. And in addition to that, they have a Dole Whip slushy. It's got pineapple juice with a big dollop of Dole Whip right in the middle of it. And it's
My favorite thing to get. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, was that good. Anyways, I felt the economic energy in the Dole Whip line at Disney World yesterday, and in the stores, the souvenir shops at Disneyland. Here's what else Boeing is going to do. Well, here's what else the CEO of Boeing says. It's the single most important thing we can do to drive innovation, support, talking about the tax bill, it's the single most important thing we can do to drive innovation, support quality jobs, and accelerate capital investment in our country. The company says it will earmark $100 million for the workplace of the future, facilities, and infrastructure enhancement for employees. And $100 million for workforce development in the form of training and education, and $100 million for corporate giving such as employee gift match programs. It all sounds good to me. The market likes it. Which areas of the market are the best places to be right now? More on that when we come back. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Pop. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Steve, I just want to let our audience know a little bit about the power of the Best Stocks Now app. Here's a great example.
Okay.
I'm beginning in the database today in the F's, okay, just to change things up, okay? I go through it alphabetically. And the first stock I came to was Ford, F. I'm going to give you two examples of how I use the Best Stocks Now app to manage money. The first thing I noticed on Ford was recently the five-year growth rate. Now, this is the consensus growth rate by the analysts that cover Ford. They've revised it up from 3% to 10.7%.
Wow, okay, that's a big upgrade.
That's a huge upgrade. And that takes the target price from $15.50 to $19.50. Okay, so
Wow. That's
the first thing I would say. And I see that the chart of Ford, F, is hitting new highs. You see, it kind of looks like it wants to break out.
Yeah.
And let's not forget that Ford pays a dividend yield of 4.8%, okay? Now, I am still of the opinion that the automobile industry is going to end up like the cell phone industry, where you're going to want the latest and greatest upgrade every few years. I think with the tax cuts, more money in people's pockets, and the innovation and the technology that is coming to the automobile industry, I think it's really going to reignite the Motown and the car areas of America and across the world. I really do. Between the electrification and the autonomous capabilities and the wired car and the connected car. So even though Ford today, make a little note to yourself for tomorrow's show. You got something to write with there. Write down, let's check with this revision. Now, I just went into the database and I upped Ford's five-year target price from $15.50 to $19.50. Let's see what it does to the ranking tomorrow, okay?
Okay, where is
today, 2,127. So we'll see what it does. But that's a definite candidate all of a sudden for me to keep my eye on,
yeah. And
a definite candidate for the income and growth portfolio because you're getting a dividend of 4.8% there. Now, second example. This is what I was doing during the commercial. I got down a little bit further, and I got to a stock that I have no idea what they do for a living. The symbol, and I want you to look this up on Scottrade, F-A-N-D-Y, fan with the D-Y at the end, Fandy, okay?
First
Can you,
Rand.
Yes, pull that up. Pull up a one-year chart on Scottrade, and look what it did in the last, week or so. You see that?
Yes, I do. Wow. Went from almost 40 to 50, basically.
Yeah, almost straight up, okay? And today it is ranked number 7 in the app, which calls my attention to it. The first thing I say is, what does Fandy do for a living? Well, one thing I know already, with the word RAND in it, that means it's South African. Okay, it's a South African company. This is no small company. This is a $30 billion market cap company. It pays a dividend yield of 5.1%. In the first 5 minutes of analysis today and going through my database, I found two extremely good candidates for the income and growth account. Now, how would I have heard about Ford's five-year growth rate going from 2.9 to 10.3 without the app, number one? And number two, how would I know? Because we have those five-year growth rates updated every day. And I compare them against my current five-year growth rate, so I have a comparison. And how would we have ever found a potential candidate like First Rand LTD without the app? Now, what do they do for a living? And, of course, this stock comes from that big push that we made, adding emerging market stocks and adding foreign stocks to the app. I go to MarketWatch, and I look up the profile. They are engaged in the provision of banking, insurance, and investment products. In other words, they're a financial, and they provide services to retail, commercial, corporate, and public sectors. This is, a $29 billion company headquartered in Johannesburg with a 5.9% dividend yield, and it's exploding to the upside. So I just thought I'd throw in a couple of examples there of how I use the Best Stocks Now app. And I would just remind people that the app itself, you can download the free app. You can go to our website, beststocksnowapp.com. And what do we give them, about 600 stocks to look at?
Yeah, you don't even have to download anything. You just go to that website, yeah, and it's all
you
there.
Just go to the website. You get all my tweets every day, and you can look up the rankings on about 600 stocks. And for $9.99 per month, which is probably the best deal for the research that, you know, those five-year target prices alone are worth it. And the rankings of the stocks that point you to a company, a potential candidate like First Rand Corp. And then, you know, for the $89.99, I sound like a commercial here, I know, but I think it's a very powerful research tool. You also get a live trading notification from me as to when I decide to add a stock like that to my portfolios. I actually make the purchase. And when I actually make the sell. So if you're trading your own portfolio, I don't know, you know, what better somebody could do than to have the app and the live trading alerts. And if you don't want to stand by your phone all day looking for those live trading alerts while you're standing in line for the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland, we also manage money. We've had an explosion in assets this year under management, and we must be doing something right. If you're not happy where you're at, if you're still stuck with an asset allocation, if you're loaded down with bonds, I think bonds, I predicted that they would do poorly in 2017. They're up about 1 to 2%. In fact, they're giving back all their gains here in these last few weeks of the year, the meager gains that they eked out, that was the right call. And I'm saying that they'll give you negative returns next year. Why do you want to be loaded down in an asset allocation portfolio that's got you 70 or 80% in the bond market? It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. So anyways, just a shameless plug there. Something that was buried in the tax bill yesterday that most people probably don't realize, buried way down deep, was a provision opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. And, of course, that's been a controversial subject for quite some time. Apparently, there's a lot of oil up there. We remember the BP as Prudhoe Bay find. That was one of the biggest finds of all time. Well, buried deep within the tax bill, and this could be a boon for certain energy companies. And that's another area of the market that's really perking up. Stephen, I wanted you to take a look here at CXO Concho, CXO, okay, which was in my book couple of years ago. Did we just recently buy Concho CDXO?
We did.
You see the chart, what it did yesterday and what it did today? Not a bad buy, right?
Yeah.
The live trading folks got that. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in the first half, we talked a little bit about several large companies and what they plan to do with their tax cut. It looks like more money into the private sector's pocket than into the government pocket. And you know, I think that's a good thing. I just think that people know best what to do with their money as opposed to government. But that's just me. Hey, a little bit more on this First Rand Corp, Stephen. I did a little valuation during the break here on FANDY, F-A-N-D-Y, which I had never really heard of until today.
Right.
We added it to the app recently, and it's number 7 ranked overall today. That brings my attention to it. And I said, you know, I wonder what this thing is worth. Well, there are not any earnings estimates out there on the company. However, on MarketWatch, I can look at their financials for the last 5 years, and I can see that their income, their top-line revenue, has been growing by about 10% per year, okay? I can go to their bottom-line revenue, their earnings, and I can see that it's grown from 266 to 438 in the last 5 years, which averages out to about 10% per year. I could add 10% to this year's earnings estimates of 438. I used the number of 488. And I'm growing those earnings by 10% per year over the next 5 years. And I'm using a multiple on a financial, a banking financial in the 11 area. I get a $78 target price on a stock that's currently trading at 52. That gives it 71% upside potential when you include the dividend yield of 4.3%. So you know what? This one goes on the watch list.
I have a question because I'm looking at it in Scottrade and it has zero volume today.
That's the problem.
Okay.
Okay. And I do handicap stocks. I added a little handicap to it because of the light volume. So you would have to watch this thing. I'm going to take a look here at the research here and see if it's, yeah, I mean, the volume is very, very light. And look in the app. Pull up FANDY in the app and see what the average daily volume is.
That's 1,170.
Okay. So it could be an issue. You know what? Yeah. I just have to watch this thing, and it only trades 1,000 shares a day. But the stock is breaking out with a vengeance. So
yeah, and I was looking at Scottrade, and the average 10-day volume is only 286.
Yeah, that's a problem. Well, yeah. Anyways, it is one that we could possibly squeeze into, however. All right, let's go back to the news. There's always Bitcoin news every day. Now we're working on a spending bill, okay? The Republicans and the Democrats got to get together on a spending bill so we don't have a government shutdown this weekend. Apparently, things are going well because the market's picking up steam here as we speak. We had the Bank of Japan. They left monetary policy unchanged this morning. Japan still has zero interest rates. In fact, they have a minus interest rate now. That's probably the easiest monetary policy in the world right now. We own 3 Japanese stocks that I can think of right now. We own a Premier Growth in the Premier Growth portfolio, and we own a couple in the Ultra Growth portfolio, and I would continue to say that Japan is an attractive place to invest due to some of the easiest monetary policy in the world right now. The other thing that I wanted to mention is Bitcoin, okay? Bitcoin has its fans.
Yep.
And they're pretty rabid, okay? If I say anything bad about Bitcoin, I get emails. You're smashing Bitcoin. I'm warning about Bitcoin. Okay, I'm not talking about the people that have made money in it so far, but I see a lot of signs in Bitcoin that remind me, and I think I see signs that are even worse than the tech bubble of the year 2000, when anything.com would go crazy. And right now, it's anything with blockchain in the name goes crazy. Well, ProShares has filed to list 2 Bitcoin exchange traded funds. And this is interesting. I like this. They have filed for a short Bitcoin ETF
Hey.
And a long Bitcoin ETF.
That's smart.
So there you go. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Now, and they haven't been approved yet, but they got closer to reality. Now, so far, the SEC has not allowed a Bitcoin ETF. ProShares, that's ProFunds. They're out of, I believe they're out of Los Angeles. I've done business with them quite a bit over the years. They were early pioneers in the inverse ETFs and in the leveraged ETFs. And I believe that we're going to see these get approved. And then you'll be able to invest in Bitcoin without having to buy the actual Bitcoin itself. But here's what I like. If you're a raging bull, you can buy the Bitcoin long ETF. And if you believe that Bitcoin is a bubble, you can buy the short Bitcoin ETF, which brings me to the next subject. How is GBTC doing today?
I was just going to tell you, it's down 16%. It's all the way down to $19.99.
So the guy who wrote to me yesterday saying I'm a charlatan for ripping Bitcoin, I'm a realist. I've seen these bubbles before. Now, let's take this a little bit further. I think personally, did I say yesterday I think you've seen a top in Bitcoin?
Yeah, I believe you said that.
Or was it the day before? It was either yesterday.
Either way, yeah, it was about the top from now.
Now that I'm seeing the big brokers come in, they know how to short this stuff. E-Trade is now allowing CBOE, Bitcoin futures, and of course Ameritrade did it the other day. Now here's the problem. Here's a couple problems, a couple of big problems that I have. North Korea suspected in the latest Bitcoin theft. Seoul-based crypto exchange UBIT collapsed yesterday. So if you had money in UBIT, you owned your account with UBIT and owned your Bitcoins, the company collapsed yesterday after cyber attackers made off with a chunk of its assets. North Korea's fingerprints, that's our friend, Un, are on the attack, investigators tell the Wall Street Journal. That state was also behind a hack of this same exchange, then operating under a different name in April. So what did they do? I mean, they get attacked. They reopen several months later under a different name.
And they
so
get
nobody
attacked
knows.
Again.
Yeah.
Man.
Now, here's what they're saying. Much of the cryptocurrency system is highly vulnerable, says a cybersecurity expert. Because the world is moving so fast and now it's so lucrative, it's really exactly what a cyber criminal like North Korea is looking for. Okay, one more little comment on Bitcoin, then we'll move on to Caterpillar and Arista Networks, the two stocks I want to feature today. I find it interesting that all of the people that were in early on the cryptos are selling.
Yeah, I saw that. Like all of them almost.
Yeah, and who's buying right now?
The little guy.
The Johnny Come Latelys. Now, I have nothing against the people that have made money in Bitcoin up until now. What I've been warning about over the last month or 2 months are the people that are buying the cryptocurrencies today. Go ahead. There's a restaurant at Disneyland called Be My Guest. Guess what? It's themed around Beauty and the Beast. Hey, and you know, every one of those high-end restaurants at Disneyland is sold out on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Now, here's another factoid before we get to Arista Networks and Caterpillar. At Disneyland, they have a beauty parlor called the Bippity Boppity Boutique.
Yes.
Okay? This is where little girls can go in and become a princess. They have hairdressers, nail polish people, the dresses, the hairdo, the makeup, everything. I asked the lady, how far in advance do you need to make a reservation? It's $110 without the dress. It's $165 with the dress. She says, we recommend making a reservation 6 months in advance.
Whoa. That's
and I
nuts.
Looked at the chairs, the beauty salon, or all these little 3-year and 4-year old girls. every chair is full. They probably have 20 chairs in there, and they made their reservation 6 months ago. So if you don't think Disney is not a cash machine,
I know. It's a cash machine. That's nuts.
Well, when we come back, I want to get to two stocks that look really good to me right now, Caterpillar and Arista Networks. You know them well, Stephen, yep. Both of them. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Stephen, I just did a little math here during the break. GBTC, which is the Bitcoin Investment Trust,
yep.
In the last 3 days is down 43%.
Whew.
Take That's that a kind lot. Of loss, you folks out there. And here is what I believe. I believe that the average person investing in Bitcoin today was not around in 2000. I wonder what the average age of the Bitcoin investor is.
Yeah.
I got to believe it's pretty young. And, you know, I read a statistic here that Emil Oldenburg, Charlie Lee are two of the big holders and creators of these cryptocurrencies. They're selling after massive move higher. The buyers are the little guys. It says here, since the start of 2017, there's been an explosion of accounts holding tiny amounts of Bitcoin and a corresponding tumble in accounts holding sizable amounts. Now, how can you ignore that? If that's not the sign of a frothy top, I don't know what is. I mean, we had somebody write to us that put $60 into a Bitcoin wallet, right, and bought $60 worth of Bitcoin.
Hey, yeah, if you can afford to lose $60. Why not?
So while there's been an explosion of tiny accounts, there has been a plunge in accounts holding sizable amounts. And here is an expert in the currency saying it would be hard to ignore the feeling that the latecomers piling into Bitcoin at the end of 2017 aren't quite as astute as the early birds who are getting out. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. I'm not going to say anymore. Let's talk about a legitimate asset like Caterpillar, which has something underneath it like assets. Caterpillar, we're up 51% in Caterpillar since we bought it this year in May. So we're talking since May, June, July, August, September, October, November, 7 months. We have a 51% gain in it. It still offers a very nice dividend yield. What's it ranked today in the Best Stock Now app? I want to say it's 277, around in there.
238.
And what's the five-year target price on Caterpillar right now?
We have 230.
Okay, and it's at 152. And it offers a dividend yield of 2%. Not great, but when you consider that the stock has gone up 51%, that's capital appreciation. I'll take the capital appreciation over the 2% dividend yield any day of the week. Right now, you're getting 2.5% on a 10-year treasury, and you have just an unbelievable amount of risk in a rising interest rate and potential inflationary type of environment over the next few years, especially with the tax cut. That just kicks up the prospects for inflation a whole lot more. I would still strongly, highly, at least me, I lean greatly towards the dividend paying stocks, equity, ownership, as opposed to buying debt for a paltry amount of interest coupons and a lot of risk coming in the way of rising interest rates. The last one I want to talk about today is Arista Networks. It gets a big upgrade today from, let's see who it was that mentioned, Arista Networks. It was Morgan Stanley raises its Arista Networks price target. We own Arista, ANET, in our ultra growth portfolio. What is Arista, ANET, currently ranked in the app? I don't have my app up there and running yet.
All right, let's see here. It's ranked number 1,396.
Well, let's pull back a little bit. But, you know, it's been what's been its average ranking over the last year?
Probably around 100 something.
Yeah.
A month ago, it was number 12. That's when you upgraded.
Yeah, and Arista. we made a ton of money in the option of Arista. What's my 5-year target? The stock Arista is trading at 237 right now.
We have 420.
Okay, plenty of upside potential. Here's what Morgan Stanley's doing. They're raising their target price by $50 a share. Didn't I do that like a month ago or six weeks ago?
Yeah, you did. Huh? Yep.
Okay. Well, Morgan Stanley, their sleepy analyst over there, finally, someone nudged him. Hey, Charlie, go get another cup of coffee. I think Arista's going to make a whole lot more money than you've got in your estimates. Arista's going to have 61% growth in earnings this year. They're looking for another 16% growth in earnings next year. And Arista is nearing a breakout to new all-time highs here. I agree with Morgan Stanley. I think ANET, which is kind of eating Cisco's lunch right now in the category that they compete in, I think ANET, I think I'm going to continue to hold that stock. Now, somebody asked me, is the entire technology sector rotating out into financials and commodities? No.
Nope.
There's still lots of technology stocks that have fantastic growth, fantastic valuations, fantastic charts, but at the same time, there's some weak ones that are being downgraded. Their growth rates are being downgraded. Their estimates are being downgraded. Their prospects are being downgraded. And maybe they've hit the top of their cycle for now. And that's where you're seeing rotation out of those types of stocks and into some of the faster growth, lower price, more upside potential types of stocks. That's the kind of rotation I like. To rotate just to be rotating makes little sense to me. So, you know, we've done quite a bit of repositioning here in the last couple of weeks. Wouldn't you say that in our portfolio, Stephen?
Yeah, we have.
And so far, you know, we mentioned Concho, which is breaking out. That's the first oil stock we've owned in quite some time. Tell the folks how they can get the newsletter tomorrow and how they can hire us to manage their money for them.
Yeah, you can visit GundersonCapital.com. You can go to the Contact Us page to ask us some questions about us or tell us about yourself a little bit and what you do and what you have. You can get the newsletter at the newsletter tab, and you get a free 4-week trial if you haven't gotten it before. And if you're interested in purchasing the newsletter, it's $60 for a quarter or $195 for a year. And we'll be writing that tomorrow and sending it out hopefully tomorrow afternoon, worst case Saturday morning, for everyone to read out there. So that's what's going on. And Bill, have a good day today. We'll see you on Monday. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Have a good day, everyone.
Take care.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.